This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're doing an Odyssey check-in with Willow. And first off, congrats on everything with the new album. Now that it's been here for a little over a month, how are you feeling with it?
Yeah, I'm just so excited that it got as much love as it's been getting. I definitely did not expect it to, you know, pop off like it did. But I mean, I've always wanted to make a full rock album, so I'm just so honored and so grateful.
Now that you've been sitting with it for a while, which part are you most proud of?
I would have to say I'm just most proud of the lyrics and like the vocals, because, you know, in the past I spent a lot of time focusing on production and I didn't have, you know, as much time as I would like to focus on the lyricism and the vocal performance. And so with this album, I feel like I really got the chance to really focus on that because I wasn't doing most of the producing.
How's the experience with writing for you? Are you somebody who like goes back and fusses over it, or do you kind of just like trust the process and you're like, this is how I feel and I'm just going to put it out?
It's so interesting because I started out in such a regimented way of looking at music. It was very just secular and super efficient and very organized. And there needed to be a verse and a chorus and a verse and a pre-chorus and then a bridge. And then, you know what I mean? Like there needed to, it's so regimented. And then, you know, I just kind of said F that and went completely no structure. I was for a few years only freestyling. I didn't write anything down. My first album and even my second album a little bit were completely free. I didn't write anything down. And that was a very interesting departure from how I started making music. And so now I think I'm bringing those two worlds together, and I'm, you know, I'll go to the mic and I'll do a freestyle like melody take, and then I'll go back and like kind of try to hear what's naturally coming out and just write the verse from there or the chorus from there. But I'm glad that it's like those two aspects of my life are kind of coming together.
Yeah. And I mean, you kind of have to go through that part where it's like frustrating, it's regimented to get there and know what you need to do.
Exactly.
Well, you're set to go on tour with Billy, which is just, it's going to be so insane. The energy at her shows are so high. Like, what are you so excited for with it?
I'm used to going so insane on stage and just like screaming my heart out and just like throwing myself on the floor and just kind of like putting it all out there. So I feel like her fans are going to really love that.
Oh, 100%.
And I feel like her fans and my fans are going to have like a really beautiful synergy together.
I would love to see a friendship situation happen.
Yes, 100%. Even though I'm crazy and weird and most of my fans are crazy and weird, I think we're all going to get along really well.
That's awesome. Well, our company's initiative is to end the stigma around talking about mental health. And you've always been so open about your mental health, even from a young age. What is your soul's purpose in being so brave that way? Like, why is that so important for you?
I think that a lot of people, because of the way media and social media is, you know, catered to the masses and catered to us, we're taught that when you have things, you don't feel like emotions.
Like, oh, true.
You know what I mean? And so I feel like, you know, me giving my gratitude and my awareness to the fact that I am so privileged and I have had so many opportunities and doors open for me that aren't very normal. But I think that it's a beautiful thing to show people that even with this, like, everyone is suffering. Everyone still has these deep-seated emotional issues that need to be worked through. And I think that it just puts humanity on a common ground where we're all just like, hey, let's talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, we're all suffering. We're all, you know, confused, no matter what walk of life that we come from. So let's just kind of be a team and support each other in figuring that out.
I love that. Well, as being a creative and being an artist, do you ever deal with feelings of imposter syndrome?
Yeah. I think because I'm so hell bent on, you know, the only thing that I want to put in the world is positivity. And I just want to be in service and I want to, you know, put those good vibes out there. But when you're struggling, like, within yourself and you feel like, you know, you're even trying to convince yourself of these things, sometimes it can feel a little discouraging because you're like, okay, I'm saying one thing, but I'm so depressed and I'm feeling another way. So that can be difficult.
I hear you, but like, even by you saying this right now is you being completely real about it and you being completely real about your mental health.
100%. And I think that we don't talk about it enough, that like, having a mind and having a body is just hard. Like, being a spirit inside of a body and inside of a mind, that's just a recipe for disaster. So we just need to support each other in knowing that it's so hard and not try to cover it up or make it seem like, oh no, like, like, I'm chill, like, I'm so fly. It's like, actually, no, you can still be fly and you can still have problems in your life. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, when you're in like a really mentally fragile space, what is a step one that you kind of have to work towards to getting to be better, or not better, but just addressing it? Like, do you have a step one when you're feeling that way?
Yeah. Actually, this morning around 6 a.m., I had an anxiety attack. Oh, and what'd you say?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, thank you. But yeah, I just had to do some breathing. You know, at first it was really, really hard to kind of focus my mind and to not keep spiraling down that hallway. But I really love mantras. Like, mantras are my big thing. That's my step one. Like, I'll be like, I'm grateful. This is one of my favorite ones. I'm grateful for everything in my life, even the things that don't go the way I want them to. And so I'll repeat that a good 200 times, just to get my mind in a space where it's like, okay, like, this is life. And in order to be the kind of person that you want to be, you're going to have to take the positive and negative emotions equally. And, you know, it's just a practice in that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm the same way. When I get anxious, one of the things I've started doing is like keeping a notes app of like, things I've been anxious about that haven't come true. And then like, when I'm scared about something, I just go through that list. I'm like, look at all this stuff that never happened.
Yeah. And even like, there's this other method called spot, stop, swap. And I just read this in Jay Shetty's book, Think Like a Monk.
I love that book.
Me too. I'm like chapter 6 right now. you see the thought. The negative thought, right? You spot it. You're like, okay, I see this. It's here. Let me, you know, look at it. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What's its color? Then you say, stop. Okay, I'm not going to allow this chain of emotion to continue. So whatever I need to do to see, okay, where does this come from? How do I, you know what I mean? Like, what's the source of this? And then swap it out. You're like, okay, this is this thought. I know where it comes from. What is a thought that I could swap it out with that is giving a positive perspective of this situation instead of a negative perspective of the situation. And God knows that you have that this is such a practice that you need to do over and over and over and over again in order for it to feel natural at all. But, you know, everything takes practice. And I think it's about the tools. We just need to be aware of the tools.
Exactly. One more thing before we go. What is one thing that if you think a majority of people did, we would be better for it mentally?
I think that if everyone took a moment in the morning to either sit in silence or scream and cry to their craziest ability, and accept themselves for it, and give themselves love and understanding, and know that they're just purging these emotions so they don't bring it into their day. I think we would all feel slightly different.
I agree. Well, thank you so much. Like, this has been incredible. You're so insightful, and we appreciate you so much for doing a check-in with us. And I hope your day gets a little better.
Yes. Thank you so much. I love the color of your hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Have a good rest of your day. Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.